Well, Cameron, congratulations today. 224, the youngest double centurion for Durham. How does that feel?
Feels great, thank you. Yeah, just a pretty surreal feeling. Hasn't quite hit me yet, but feels very good to have that accolade, but also even better put the team in a good position.
Did you look up any statistics overnight at all?
Not at all. I'm not a Badger at all, so I didn't really look it up. That's the first I've heard of it.
You had a bit of luck on the way, and I suppose if you're going to get a big score like that, you're going to have a bit of luck on the way. Dropped three times, but then you got past that 200 mark, and what did that feel like?
Yeah, obviously you need a little bit of luck every time you get a big one. Couple of them were very tough chances, so I would have felt actually a bit unlucky to have been caught by those. One was a bit of a sitter on 160, I think. Felt really good to get through it, and obviously would have been nice to be chanceless, but can't always win, can you?
And do you know whose record you've taken away now?
Is it Muchie's?
Yeah. Gordon Mutchell just retired in the winter. He got a double hundred at Kent in 2006 when he was 23, so you've beaten him by nearly 2 years.
Great news. Cheers, sorry, Muchie.
Now, I've just been talking to your mum and dad and all your family. They're all over from Australia, so for them to be here and to see that as well, that must be extra special.
Yeah, very special. Mum and dad over from Perth. Then my other family are from the Midlands themselves, so it's kind of been all a bit of a steel reunion at Grace Road. Very special. I usually don't score any runs in front of them, so it's a nice change today.
Now, when you got to Durham, got up to 522, 523, and we started getting the first messages on air, when do you think they'll declare? And I said on air, well, I never try and second guess Paul Collingwood because I always get it wrong. And I said, the only thing I think they're going to be batting for now is to try and break the record of the Durham's highest score against Leicestershire, which was actually set here on Durham's last visit, which was 2005, when Mike Hussey got a double hundred as well. Did anybody actually know this? Was it a pure coincidence that you declared just after passing that record, or was it known in the dressing room?
I think that's almost definitely pure coincidence. I didn't hear that mentioned at all, and I highly doubt Collie would know that either. So I think we just went out knowing that we were going to bat for an hour after lunch, and hoping we got as many as we could.
Yeah, and that was there's clear determination to accelerate things on after lunch, wasn't it? That was when Neil Dexter got his fifer as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then Richo and Coggers batted really nicely. Richo unlucky not to get 100, played beautifully. Just big acceleration, played really well.
Now you've got Leicestershire 124 for four. They're a long way behind where they need to be. They're 401 behind. They've got an awful lot of work to try and avoid the follow-on as well. If the weather holds tomorrow, try and press on the advantage first thing in the morning.
Absolutely. I thought the bowlers were brilliant in this evening session. Really hit the right lines and lengths and got a lot out of the pitch. They bowled beautifully, and I think if we continue to do the same tomorrow, we should hopefully roll through them.
It's been an interesting few days from a Durham point of view. Paul Collingwood becomes the oldest centurion in 2020 cricket anywhere. Then you see a world record conceded against you in the power play the other day by Notts, and you were on the end of some of that because you unfortunately had a bowl in that one. And then you go and break this record today, the first Californian to score a double hundred in first-class cricket as well.
Very strange. But I think it's been a bit of a whirlwind couple of weeks for Durham, and I think there's been some great signs of improvement in performances, and I think the loss against Notts was almost a bit of a freak loss. We lost two bowlers in the space of five balls in the power play, and Alex Hales did what he does, really. I'd say that was a freak game, and other than that, we've been performing really nicely and making some big strides forward.